It is 7 minutes past seven. Here with what it says in the papers is Lisa Pereira.
Yesterday's gun attack on Bondi Beach is on the front of every newspaper this morning. Horror and heroism at Bondi, says the Irish Daily Mirror. Along with many front pages, it focuses on the actions of a man the Irish Independent describes as a hero grocer. His name is Ahmed Al-Ahmed, and he tackled one of the two gunmen, wrestling the weapon away from him. The papers quote New South Wales Premier Chris Minns as saying many people are alive as a result of his actions. Amid the many blurry photos of the chaos at Bondi yesterday, there's an astonishingly clear close-up photo of one of the gunmen on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Times focuses on a meeting yesterday between the Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly and the Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Yoni Wieder. Garda liaison inspectors have been appointed to provide reassurance and support to the Jewish community, the paper reports, and there'll be increased Garda patrols at centres and events. It comes as major cities, including Berlin, London and New York, plan to increase security around Hanukkah. The Belfast Telegraph reports that £5 million has been spent on press officers, or to use the paper's term, spin doctors, since the return of Stormont last year. It gives a breakdown of each department, the 46 full-time and 2 part-time press officers are working in, and how much they're costing each department. In an analysis piece, crime correspondent Alison Morris comments that the executive's press team, like Stormont itself, is the product of a mandatory union that just about functions on the surface, but nothing more. The Irish Daily Star reports on the return of Gerry Hutch to Dublin. The paper says he's understood to have returned in recent days from his part-time home in Lanzarote, where prosecutors are weighing up a money laundering case against him. He's pictured in the Star posing with Santa, with a child in his arms. In a video quoted by the paper, a member of the public asks him if he's planning to run in the Dublin Central by-election, to which he's heard to reply, "Yeah, yeah." The headline on the piece is, "I hope I can rely on your vote." The Irish News carries a front page interview with a County Armagh woman whose son died after consuming a drug which he'd bought on the dark web. An inquest confirmed that his death last August was linked to nitazenes, a synthetic opioid which the coroner described as significantly more potent than fentanyl. Gillian McCann told the Irish News that the death of her son Jay, who was 33, hit her like a freight train. She set up a support group after speaking to other bereaved mothers and becoming aware of their shared trauma. The Irish Sun reports on the millions of euro worth of fake Labubu dolls which have been confiscated ahead of Christmas. The dolls with their creepy smiles and garish fur coats are the must-have toy for children, writes the Sun. But the knockoff Labubus hide a host of deadly hazards, including that they fall apart at the slightest touch, revealing spikes to keep their heads on. There's a helpful column on how to spot a real Labubu. They have 9 teeth and inward-pointing ears, and there's a stamp visible under UV light on the right foot.
Lisa, thank you. It's 11 minutes past seven. This is Morning Ireland, and we'll be heading to Sydney after the break.